One of the main criticisms of things like wind farms is how visible the wind turbines are.
Yeah, I know. People often complain about the noise they make too, but that isn't an issue with solar power.
No, but that reminds me, I saw a documentary at the weekend about renewable energy in Scotland.
Really? Not exactly the perfect spot for a solar farm.
No, not solar energy, wave energy. They reckon coastal waters could provide up to 10 times Scotland's annual electricity usage.
Wow, that would make them self-sufficient. It's certainly an interesting proposal, and if they generate that much electricity, it would be a remarkable achievement.
Mm.
And it should appeal to the public more than having a nuclear power plant on their doorstep.
Track 31.
Hi, Pete. Have you read this article about the solar farm they're planning to build?
No, where's that?
It says they're planning to build large-scale solar farms in Africa.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea. The only problem with alternative energy sources is that they don't seem to be able to produce enough to meet all our energy needs. I mean, hydroelectric dams have been around for a long time now, but they only produce 19% of the world's energy.
Well, I suppose it all helps. And this plant will supposedly provide up to 15% of Europe's energy needs by 2050.
Europe? How will they get the electricity there?
They're going to use undersea cables to carry it there.
Well, that's a good idea, I suppose. I mean,